Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and we're going to talk about some easy ways to help you start to use your intuition on a consistent basis in your life. In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to manifest your amazing life using your intuition and the laws of the universe and energy, then I would love to support you in that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Please check out the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package and the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. All right, let's talk about some intuition games or exercises that you can do to help you start to use your intuition more and more in your life. Number one. Practice being silent at least 5 minutes a day. You just breathe and you tune into your heart. You place your hand over your heart if that makes you feel good. Some people resonate with that and some people don't. But just sit silently and listen to yourself. Really tune in and hear the wisdom of your heart. You can ask a question. You can just tune into your body and say, what do I need to know? Next, say a prayer every day to receive intuitive guidance that is for your highest and greatest good. And ask to be covered in divine protection or white light and in your prayer with gratitude. You can pray in however way you like, but just pray for intuitive guidance that is for your highest and greatest good, and pray that you are always protected in the light of heaven. Next, make it a practice to take good care of yourself. You will hear your intuition more thoroughly the more that you devote to your well-being. And it can be anything. It can be exercise. It can be food. It can be quality self-care and grooming. It can be even taking care of your home, taking care of your finances. Make it your goal. Pick one thing. You don't have to be great at everything. And just commit to taking good care of it. It's from that energy place that you'll better be able to hear the wisdom of your heart. Seems like it wouldn't correlate, but it totally does. Next, number four, make note of intuitive hits that you get or intuitive sparks that you get, something that just pops in your mind. Maybe it's something that someone says to you multiple times. Maybe it's a repetitive thing you keep seeing. Let's see, what's something repetitive that I've been seeing a lot? Oh, in my book business, I get notifications about various ways in which I can advertise my book. And I've been really conscious, because I'm preparing for a book launch, of looking into those opportunities, reaching out, having conversations to see if it's the right fit for me. And it's not that everything will be the right fit, but what I'm doing is opening myself up to the divine working in my life to help me get what I want in that business. So make note of your intuitive hits and sparks and take action on them. Things that keep repeating themselves, things that seem to pop out of nowhere, also known as synchronicity. Maybe it's something you keep hearing over and over again. Trust that wisdom. And act on it accordingly. The more you act on your intuitive hits or your act on your intuitive downloads or act on your intuitive insight, the more that will come and come consistently. So if you think somebody, like sometimes I'll think, oh, you know, I've got to follow up on that thing. Or I had a client recently ask for something so that she could write my services off on her taxes. And my first thought was like, oh my God, I have so much going on and I got to get this form together for her. And then it helped me realize like, oh, I want any client to be able to write my services off on their taxes, because I talk to people about business and money and career. And it is a form of education and training for them. And so if I make it easier for them to do the accounting just by getting this form prepared, this is actually a blessing. So if you start to see that, like, things show up so that you can expand, if you see that even a negative situation or a challenge, there's a good experience in that for you, something that will move you forward, something that is an answer to your prayers, then you will start to see how your intuition is working every day in your life. Spirit is always trying to answer your prayers, and your prayers get answered through intuition, through those repetitive messages, through signs and symbols, through working through other people even. There's a show, it's kind of a silly show, but it explains a dynamic of spirituality in a way in which I think is just so brilliant. It's, oh my gosh, what's the show? I think it's like Miracle Workers, maybe. It's on TBS. And in the season one, it's all about humans and heaven, right? And how heaven works in our life. And there's a department that's supposed to help people get their prayers answered. And they can't directly intervene, but they can maneuver signs and symbols, even weather, or make something move to get some our humanly attention so that we will take action, right? And so it's so great. I thought, like, oh, that is how this all works. Whoever wrote that show, they really described the relationship we have with spirit. Spirit can't intervene in our free will. But the spirit world is always trying to get our attention to point us in the right direction to help us answer our prayers. So look for the miracle. Look for the thing where you're like, oh, that's out of left field. What does that mean for me? If something's sitting with you, if you're maybe you're getting triggered by something, say, oh, what is this? Is this an opportunity for me to heal? Is this really an answer to my prayers? You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed by how your intuition works in your life. And then throughout your day, this is my last one, take breaths and go into a space of deep relaxation. This can also be achieved with really good self-care, but find time every day to what some people like to call decompress, but to connect to yourself. And it doesn't need to be a large amount of time. It just needs to be 1 or 2 minutes. When I was working in small business, corporate staffing, I would walk home. And that was my time to center myself. And so much clarity came from that walk. And then the next morning, I would receive these beautiful downloads that would help me throughout my day while I was in the shower. Now I wake up because so much of my day is tuned in. I wake up and I get a hit and I take action on it. But to start, just start with 1 to 2 minutes where you just center yourself, where you reconnect, you take some deep breaths, and you relax. Please note that on this list, I did not say anything about meditation. I think if you feel called to meditate, I think the word meditation has become, there's this right or wrong way to do it, but there's so many ways to meditate. Long before I called it meditation, I was doing meditation. It's just getting quiet. I do it with music, a dance, a moving meditation. You can do it with repetitive tasks where you center yourself and just focus on doing the task that opens you up to receive intuitive downloads. There are so many ways in which you can center yourself, get quiet, and be receptive to wisdom from the divine. You can't make a mistake with your intuition as long as you're tuned in and open to receiving answers that are for your highest and greatest good. Okay, I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy, and I would love to support you. Please consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Check out the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package, as well as the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. And if you like this program, sign up for my newsletter, and I will send you 2 intuitive messages a week. I tune into the energy of the people that will open my emails and prepare a message that is for their highest and greatest good. So if you would like to receive those, please, again, sign up on my website for my newsletter. Thank you for listening to this program. You are very intuitive if you allow yourself to be. Spirit is always on your side. Keep your heart open. Keep your heart open. Keep your heart open. Until next time, take care of yourself. Goodbye.